Now, you learn early in this business never to say the words "the only one." But we think we can say that Chris McCausland is one of the very few blind professional stand-up comedians in this country. I first saw Chris in action at a fringe event at the Edinburgh Festival almost 10 years ago. A couple more in the audience that night, and we would just about have had enough for a game of five-a-side football. But times have changed for Chris, whose career since then has gone from strength to strength. This week, he starts in his own one-man show for a three-night stint at London's Soho Theatre. Well, Tony Shearman has been talking to Chris, who admits that the blind comedian tag can have its advantages.
It's a USP, isn't it? You know, I think it's the truth. I suppose I'm a comedian who is blind. I think if you call someone a blind comedian, it kind of invokes the image of them just standing up there, just that's all they've got. They're a one-trick pony and that's all they talk about. I think you'd be stupid to ignore the thing that makes you you. Being blind isn't just what you are, you know. You're also, well, I'm also from Liverpool, I'm also married, I've also got a kid. There's other things that make you you, so you've got to cover all the bases. My daughter, she's really kind of just over one, and we took her to the local park. It was chocolate, lots of families, lots of kids, you know. And so we walked into the middle of this playground and I put her on the floor and boom, she was off with her. And straight away, my wife went into police helicopter mode. She was just tracking her. And within about 5 or 6 seconds, I suddenly became very consciously aware that I was now just a grown man stood on my own in the middle of a children's playground without any of the mobility skills required to remove myself off somewhere a little less conspicuous. And in my opinion, if you flog it to death, it becomes boring and cliched and predictable very, very quickly. So I deal with it, I sprinkle it throughout very sparingly.
What I realised is just because you can't see anything doesn't mean you don't have to look somewhere. I just had to pick a direction and stare. And hope I wasn't looking directly at a family. Or even worse, a single child on a slide. At this point, I just had an empty baby carrier on, so it looked like I come prepared to just snatch a child.
So do you go out of your way to tell people when you go on stage that you're blind?
Yeah, I've got to. I get shown up to the microphone, so you've got to nip it in the bud straight away. Maybe you've got difficulty walking, maybe you've got MS, maybe they might be thinking, how drunk's this fella? You know, there's a few different things that could go through their mind trying to figure out what's going on here. So I know that there's going to be apprehension of, oh, what's this going to be? What have we got ourselves into here? And it's good to break that ice and make everyone laugh and you know, burst the tension and then move on, you know? And if you can make them forget you're blind rather than just yakking on about it.
We've got 5 Pete's drinking our local pub, right? We've got gay Pete. We've got fat Pete. Now, fat Pete's not actually the fattest Pete, that's gay Pete, but Fat Pete was Fat Pete before gay Pete was on the scene.
What about the practical side of things, about sort of writing material and even remembering it? I mean, do you have braille notes up your sleeves and things like that when you're on stage?
No, I don't read braille. The good thing with comedy is often when you write something, if you write something that's 5 or 10 minutes long, you can often break that down to a funny minute, and then you can go out and try that funny minute, and if it works, you can stick the next minute on it and then stick the next 2 minutes on it, and you can build it up slowly. And if you can learn the gist of it and the points that you need to, like a dot to dot, you don't try and remember the picture exactly, you just remember the dots that you've got to pass through to get to the end. So that's what I do. I try and remember the gist of it. And obviously, along the way, there will be the odd line here and there that, for impact, I do need to remember correctly to get, you know, to get the impact at the right part of the sentence or the punchline. Mm. That's a lot less than trying to remember everything word for word.
We've got Pete. Pete, he's a gardener. And we've got Motorbike Pete, who doesn't actually ride a motorbike anymore, but, you know, the name has stuck mainly to lack of alternatives. And you see, Motorbike Pete is also gay, but you just can't go around having two gay Petes, can you? I mean, I know what you do. We could just update the whole thing, I suppose, and make Motorbike Pete Gay Pete and then Gay Pete Fat Pete, but that'd just leave the current Fat Pete as just Pete. And you can't just say Pete, can you? Everyone would be like, well, which Pete? You'd have to go, you know, Pete Pete, and we've already got one of them.
So you're at the Soho Theatre this week, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. You're headlining your own show. Would you say that this is the biggest gig of your career so far?
There's always a lot more pressure when it's just you. Yeah, it's always a step forward doing your own thing. The gigs that you play up and down the country can be a lot more daunting in terms of the audiences. When you've got people who have paid and they know what they're coming to see, you know, they're very well behaved and they're very appreciative and they really want to listen and laugh.
The last time she dragged me to the pictures was 2 years ago, and it was Captain America. What a pointless exercise that was, just 2 hours of nothing but explosions and wallops and bangs into classical music. I might as well have stayed at home and put the knives and forks in the microwave.
And what about hecklers? I mean, do you find you get more or less heckled as a blind comedian?
I do think that there probably is a feeling within even the rowdier members of an audience that they shouldn't shout out at the blind guy because they, you know, they might end up spending eternity in hell or something. what does get a laugh quite often is if I do ask a question to the audience and I say, well, don't be putting your hand up, you'll be sat there for ages. And then there's a massive release of laughter in the room. And I think that a lot of people do put their hand up. They completely forget. They completely forget that I can't see them. They realise their own stupidity, you know.
Can we hear it one more time, please, for Chris McCausland?